The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. In that time, Jesus said to Nicodemus, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In our gospel, we may have just heard the most famous verse of the Bible tonight. It's been called the golden text of the Bible, the gospel in a single verse, another person calls it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. One thing is for certain, if it is not the most famous verse in the Bible, it is the most famous biblical citation, right? John 3:16. Right? John 3:16 is on billboards, bumper stickers, t-shirts, even Tim Tebow's eye black, right? John 3:16. And it's no wonder because it's so beautiful, right? God so loved the world that he gave his only Son so that everyone who believes in him might not perish but might have eternal life. You could meditate on that one line for hours. But equally beautiful is John 3:17, the verse that follows it. We also hear, of course, in the gospel tonight, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. These two verses give us such a comforting image of God. Of God the Father, right, who sends his Son into the world out of love for us. And God the Son, whose mission is salvation, not condemnation. The Son was sent to save us, not to condemn us. God wants us to be saved. This is his desire, and he desires it for one reason only, because he loves us. Now, it's possible not to be saved. Our actions have consequences, and we can choose to reject his love. But that isn't his desire for us. It is contrary to his mission, contrary to why he came in the first place. I think sometimes we get stuck picturing God as someone in the heavens who's watching us, not like a loving parent, but like a prison warden or a traffic camera, just waiting for us to make a mistake or an error in judgment, so that then he can come and punish us. But this image of God is just not supported about what we learn about God the Son, our Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the Gospels. Right? He came to save us, we hear, not to condemn us. I think of St. Francis de Sales in this context. St. Francis de Sales was born in 1567, and he was a bishop during a time of great conflict in the church, the Reformation, the Counter-Reformation, all sorts of confusion about church doctrine, time of great uncertainty, a time of great danger and violence. And his main focus was teaching and writing with an eye of bringing Protestants back to the church. He also wrote perhaps the greatest book on lay spirituality and the pursuit of holiness called The Introduction to the Devout Life. It's still considered a spiritual classic. His reputation is that he was the gentlest of saints, right? His ardent love of God and of other people was palpable. You could feel it. When you came into his gentle presence, you knew you were with a man who carried the love of God and who loved you as God loved you. He summed up his entire spirituality like this in a letter to his dear friend, St. Jean de Chantel. Our Lord formed his whole doctrine in these words, "Learn from me that I am gentle and humble of heart." But the thing is, he wasn't always known for his kindness or being gentle. As a young man, he was quite rigorous, both with himself and with others. He was hard on himself and had a temper with other people. Now, his rigorousness had a lot to do with spirituality at the time called Jansenism, where elements of Calvinism had and predestination found their way into Catholic thought. And it gave rise to an understanding of God as a distant ruler who only enters into the world to punish our transgressions. Otherwise, he remains in heaven indifferent. And so the spirituality of the time was really one based in fear. That's what Jansenism brought. And because of this, St. Francis de Sales was very scrupulous while a young seminarian. He just couldn't be sure that he was pleasing to God despite all of his prayers, all his works of charity, his ardent love of God. He loved God, but he couldn't be convinced that God loved him. And so he lived in terror of eternal condemnation. And then one day he was praying before a statue of the Blessed Virgin Mary. He prayed the Memorare, and he received a locution from the Lord. He heard these words, "Francis, I am not called he who condemns. My name is Jesus. I am not called he who condemns. My name is Jesus." And through this experience, St. Francis came to that deep knowledge of God's mercy and desire for our salvation. That was the day his rigorousness ended. That was the day he started to become the kindly, gentle saint so loved today. The Lord isn't like some mean bully who hides his grace from us, putting up hurdles and traps to keep us from being in a relationship with him, making it hard for us to be with him in paradise. He loves us, and he wants us to know him, to be his friend in this life, and to be with him forever in the next. This is what he wants. He came to save us, not to condemn us. John 3:17. It's the whole point of the incarnation. Our God is a God of mercy. We just celebrated Divine Mercy Sunday. All he asks is our trust. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, we can do that he won't forgive us if we only ask and trust in his mercy. And once St. Francis de Sales came to understand this, to know of God's mercy for him and love for him, he became that gentle, kindly saint who is remembered today. Why? Because God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that everyone who believes in him might not perish but might have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.